For the present, I am fed up with your foolishness, writes music publisher Fred Rose in a letter to singer Hank Williams today in 1948. Hank had asked Fred to lend him more money just 2 days after Fred lends $400 to Hank Williams. Well, Fred Rose wasn't having any of it. Today in 1953, Tex Ritter performs the song Do Not Forsake Me on the Academy Awards in Los Angeles. The song is the theme to the film High Noon and becomes the first country title to win an Oscar for Best Original Song. Today in 1957, Elvis Presley puts down a $1,000 deposit on the Graceland Mansion in Memphis. Elvis buys the property a week later for $102,500. Today in 1965, Waylon Jennings records his first charted single, That's the Chance I'll Have to Take, at RCA Studio B in Nashville. The song would peak at number 49 on the charts and start Waylon's music career. Today in 1966, Johnny Cash nearly dies from an overdose of amphetamines and barbiturates following a performance in Toronto. Luckily, his manager Saul discovers Johnny the next morning and prevents his death. Today in 1984, RCA Records releases Vince Gill's first solo album, Turn Me Loose. The title track and two other singles all reached the top 40 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart. Today in 1988, Dolly Parton's long and public feud with Porter Wagoner comes to an end as they perform Long Journey Home on her ABC TV series, Dolly. Today in 1995, Tim McGraw receives citations for speeding and reckless driving after wrecking his 1995 Lexus in Williamson County, Tennessee. His friend and passenger in the car sustains minor head and shoulder injuries in the crash. Today in 1999, 74-year-old Country Music Hall of Fame member Ray Price is arrested near his ranch in Mount Pleasant, Texas, for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He gets fined $700. Come on, people, let old Ray have a tote. And we're remembering the birthday of Frank Papayet, born on this date in 1927 in Toronto. He co-creates and co-produces Hee Haw, the long-running TV show that mixed country music and comedy. And that's what happened today in country music history for March 19th. I'm Andrew Michael. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Spotify, and Google. And follow us on social media at TICMH Podcast.